Hello, friends. Denny Pruto here. Again, Isaiah 55:6 commands, "Seek the Lord while he may be found." But there are those who object vehemently to this command being given to individuals in an unbelieving world. They say, "No one seeks the Lord." And they cite Psalm 14. Listen to what Psalm 14 says. "The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They do not do abominable deeds. There is none who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God." And what is the outcome of God's investigation? The expected outcome of God's investigation is that no one seeks after God. And so, these individuals will say, "You see, you should not give the command, seek the Lord while he may be found, to an unbelieving world. No one seeks the Lord." After all, this is exactly what the Apostle Paul teaches us in Romans chapter 3. Well, let's look at Romans chapter 3, verse 9 and following. "What then? Are we Jews any better off? No, not at all. For we have already charged that all, both Jews and Greeks, are under sin. As it is written, none is righteous, no, not one. No one understands. No one seeks for God." You see, there you have it. No one seeks for God. But wait a minute. What's the context in Psalm 14? "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God, and he does not seek after God." The context is the unbelieving world. And there are those who have been operated upon by the Holy Spirit of the living God who do seek the Lord. This is part of the point you and I need to get. And in Romans chapter 3, the Apostle Paul has the same posture. "What then? Are we Jews any better off? No, not at all. For we have already charged that all, both Jews and Greek, are under sin." Yes, Jews and Gentiles are under sin. But when individuals who are under sin are operated upon by the Holy Spirit of God, then they do turn to seek the Lord. Again, this is what you and I need to get. And so, I submit to you that no one does seek the Lord. I completely agree with Psalm 14 and what Paul has to say in Romans 3, unless there is an operation of the Spirit of God upon them, and unless the providence of God so works in their lives that they turn to the living God. Look at John chapter 16 and verse 8, if you will. "And when he comes," that is, the Holy Spirit, "he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment." What is the primary work of the Holy Spirit of God? The primary work of the Holy Spirit of the God is to come along and convict people like you and me of their sin, to graphically show them what their sin is, and to put a deep fear in their hearts with regard to their sin, because they are not righteous before God, and there is a judgment which is to come. How often have you heard of individuals who have come close to death and they fear dying because they fear standing before God in the judgment? The Holy Spirit peels back self-righteousness and opens the heart to the idea of judgment and puts fear in the hearts of individuals by convicting them of their sin and thereby causing them to seek the Lord. And when you run across people who have this fear in their heart due to the conviction of the Holy Spirit, you ought to call upon them to seek the Lord while he may be found. In a similar way, God's providential dealings with men and women cause them to seek the Lord. Listen to what the psalmist says with regard to his enemies in Psalm 83, verses 13 through 16. O my God, make them like whirling dust, like chaff before the wind, as fire consumes the forest, as the flame sets the mountains ablaze. So may you pursue them with your tempest and terrify them with your hurricane. Fill their faces with shame. Why would God pursue men and women in his providence in these ways? That they may seek your name, O God. How many times have you heard people who have been caught in a tornado and they've been hiding in the basement of their house thinking that they are near death and the only thing that they can do is turn to God and pray to him and seek his face? They have no other alternative. And God squeezes men and women in his providence so that they will seek his face. This is the whole idea. I agree with Psalm 14. No one seeks after God. And I agree with what the Apostle Paul says. No one seeks for him except when the Holy Spirit applies his work in the hearts of men and women, revealing their guilt and showing them the prospect of judgment, and then they may seek the Lord. And except when God's providence squeezes them, whether it be as the result of a severe storm or as the result of a great illness, they will turn their hearts to God to seek his face when they know that they have no other recourse. And when you discern that men and women see that they have no other recourse except to seek the Lord, you and I are to tell them to seek the Lord while he may be found. And then we are to explain to them how they are indeed to seek after God. That comes in our next short lesson. Thanks for listening.